insecurities that we have in our lives, and sometimes that's painful. Sometimes change is hard. But God is there with us, and He's shown us what He's doing if we're paying attention, if we're reading in the Scripture, to remember what He does. But the interesting story is, of this story, is that the silversmith was asked, how do you know when the silver is perfect, when it doesn't have any more impurities in it? He smiled and he said, it's when I can see myself. That's what God does with us. He wants us to be a reflection of Him. You know, knowing who we are is very important. I went through and put some scriptures down because I don't know that I have the greatest words to give you of wisdom, but God's Word has some of the greatest wisdom that we can have. I'm going to begin with, we are God's masterpiece. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, it says, we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things He's planned for us, long ago. He's got a plan for us. And we are a masterpiece. If anyone tells you you're anything less, tell them they're a liar. Because God said, you are a masterpiece. The second thing, He said that we are righteous. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, God made Him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in Him we may become the righteousness of God. We can be righteous. Even when we sin, God forgives us. He knew what we were going to do, but He wants us to be righteous and live a righteous life. The next one I want to share is, we are light. Ephesians 5:8 says, for once you were full of darkness, but now you have light from the Lord. So live as people of light. Wow. Light. I want to be light. I hope that we all want to be that. God says we can be. We just got to work at it. His Scripture fills us up with such good things. The next thing I want to share is, we are the temple of God. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God lives in you? Wow. That's horrible. We have God within us. We have that power. That's where that light comes from. You know, I've done some terrible things in my life, in a lot of darkness. But God has come into my life and has changed me. He's made me different, made me anew. That's what's wonderful about starting over, that everything can change. We can be different. Another scripture is, we are part of the holy priesthood. 1 Peter 2:5 says, and you are living stones that God is building into His spiritual temple. What more? You are His holy priest. God said it. I didn't say it. He said that that's what we are. It's hard to believe sometimes, but we are. And then we are more than conquerors. Romans 8:37 says, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Jesus gives us strength. He will carry us through whatever troubles we have going on, whatever illness we have going on, whatever is happening. You know, there's a lot of things that have happened in my life in the past year, and I'm sure glad that it's over. Then we become a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun. Has it begun? It has in me.
There's changes that God is still making. He's refining me. He's making me different. He's making me better. He's calling me and teaching me and showing me, don't do that. Don't be like Mike.
That's a normal phrase in our household. So I just had to say it. We're adopted. Ephesians 1, 4, and 5. Even before He made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in His eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into His family by bringing us to Himself through Christ Jesus. Wow. He chose before He made the earth. He chose me. He chose you. And if you don't know Jesus, I want you to come to know Jesus. And I'll tell you about it if you come to me after the service. If you don't know Him, come and talk to me. I'll tell you how to be known. Redeemed. We are redeemed. 1 Peter 1:18 and 19. For you know that God paid a ransom to save you from the empty life you inherited from your ancestors. And it was not paid with mere gold or silver, which loses its value. It was the precious blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. That's a lot. God gave His Son for us. And we are redeemed because of that. Remember these things. I hope you will. I think, you know, take these into your heart. Let them kind of ferment in there. And let you remember when someone says things about you that you know aren't true. It's Satan. He lies to us. He gets people to lie to us and tell us terrible things that aren't true. The Word says the truth, and I'm going to believe that. In Friend of God, John 15:15, I no longer call you slaves because the Master doesn't confide in his slaves. Now you are my friend. Since I have told you everything the Father told me. We're a friend of God. We're a friend of Jesus. Are you keeping that friendship up? Are you having a conversation with Jesus every day? Are you having Him talk to you through His Word? I hope so. I hope that that's what we're doing. We're the light of the world. Matthew 5:14. You are the light of the world. Like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. Are you that light? Are you being that light in the world? I know I try to be. I fail sometimes, but I try. We're blessed. Ephesians 1:3. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm. Because we are united with Christ. We are blessed. How about this one? We're a royal priesthood. 1 Peter 2:9. You are royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God. For He called you out of the darkness into His wonderful light. Wow. That's awesome. I was raised Catholic. I don't know if any of you know that. So priests had a special place in my life when I was young. And I thought, boy, you got to go to be a priest. You got to go and go to a seminary and do all those things. God said, be a priest. Boy, it got a little wrong, but that's okay. We love it. We are a child of God. 1 John 3:1. See how very much our Father loves us. For He called us His children. And that is what we are. You are a child of God. That was a child of God. Will you? Don't let what others say define who you think you are. In Proverbs chapter 12, verse 23, it says, "Above all else, guard your hearts, for everything you do flows from it." We guard our hearts by filling them with the truth, God's truth. Remember that God loved you so much, gave His Son, so we might be free. I will leave you with this scripture. And it really says where we should be. It's in Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. "Since God chose you to be the holy people He loves, you must clothe yourself in tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowances for each other's faults, and forgive everyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of the one body, you are called to live in peace. And always be thankful. Let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom He gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. And whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through Him to God the Father." That's some good instruction. I want you all to look that up. Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. This is a roadmap for us to live by. You know, it's hard sometimes to overlook the faults of people we know. It's hard to overlook the faults of people we don't know. It's easy to point that finger, and there's a lot of fingers pointing back at us. Remember that God wants us to have mercy and kindness. He's given so much to us. That's the least we can do to give back. I thank you for being patient with me. It was a short talk today, but I love you all, and I want to give you the truth. My words are okay. They're flowery, but they're okay. But God's word is the truth, and I wanted to share that truth with you. So thank you. I will close in prayer. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for your Son who died for us. Let us be aware at all times, Lord, that you are with us. We're not alone. We're not alone in anything we do. You are watching over us. You are purifying us. You are making us into a new creature, a new creation that you love. You loved us before we were born. Be with us through this week. Help us to know that we have a relationship with you, Lord. That relationship that needs to be tended to every day. Help us to remember that, to be in your word, to be in prayer to you, to be in daily discussion with you, Lord. Let us be your friend and your companion, and help us to be strong in whatever comes our way. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.